We become what we think about. Focus on what you want rather than focusing on what you don't want. Or who do you want to be? You know, why are you here on this planet? You live according to the principles of love, compassion, you know, appreciative joy, you know, celebrating other people's successes, but how do you overcome hatred and confusion and just having a good heart? Then I think that's what happened to me. Then I start to get clear about what I like to do and how I could be of service. How can I help other people? That we were wired for success, but it's how we relate to our experience that determines whether we're chipping away or we're, you know, kind of burying that sense of wholeness that we're born with. It's just that we forget it. We don't look inside, we're looking outside. And so unless we're still and we think about it and we understand that I was born with this masterpiece, no one can give it to me or take it away, it's an inside job. And so if I look at what's right, it makes a lot of sense. So it's whether you're coming from a place of scarcity, or I would say survival mode, or coming from growth mode, which has to do with, yes, I can, yes to life, and I have the capacity and the responsibility to make it different, or to make it better. Having that faith, that vulnerability to just see things that are hard to see. You gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable. So can you handle the truth? It's a question, and if you can't, then if you see that, then you can say, well, if I'm gonna change, I'm gonna have to figure out how to deal with that discomfort until the point that I can see what I need to see, then I can change it. So it's the persistence of continuing to do something until you can do it is most of the work. It's just continuing to make mistakes, learn from mistakes, but the mistakes are viewed as feedback, not as I'm a failure, it's just an event, not who we are. So that error correction is really important. And when you can see it, when you attribute it to something you can learn or change, now you got faith and confidence to do it, versus if you're seeing it like, oh, I'm just not strong enough, I'm not tall enough and all of that. That's what I call the negative community telling you you can't do anything, rather than saying, well, let me see what I can do. So it's like a child learning how to walk, right? Same thing.
Your life can change. Your life can be more than just a place. It can be your future, your success. This change takes courage. It takes courage to stand up and break down the aspects of your life that you know is holding you back. Let your progress be idolized. Let it speak for itself.
Average becomes sort of like this slow asphyxiation. It's almost like an anesthetic. And that over time, we become kind of immune and dulled to the average that we're becoming. I know this is true, at least for me. You probably experience it yourself too. And so over time, we sort of minimize where we're at. In other words, I'm a little pudgy instead of being, no, you're a fat ass, right? You don't magnify the degree to which the pain ought to be affecting you. And so really what he means in that is, listen, you're gonna get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're gonna tolerate is absolutely what you're gonna bring into your life and what the outward part of your life's gonna look like. And so I live by that. Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I wanna be in whatever that area is, whether it's my spirituality, my relationships, my money. I let myself feel that pain because, as you know, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain. And for a lot of champions, that's a pretty big driving force for them. And so at least for me, I leverage both of those things on me to get myself to take action. One of the reasons I'm relatively fit is not just peak state. I have an uncle in my family that died at 50 years old of a heart attack. My godfather, my dad's only brother. I kind of resembled him. And I look like him a lot. So on the way back from his funeral, my reticular activator's on heart attacks. On the TV screen on the airplane, I'm listening to music, is the Oprah Winfrey show. She's going through a new heart scan. I've unplugged my headphones, plug into the airplane one. I scheduled it. I went in. I had a world-class doctor who understood reasons and levers instead of just prescribing. When we coach people, you need to do this, you need to do this. Doctors do it. Take this pill, take this. He understood leverage and reasons. What you do is you take the scan, then you go to lunch, you come back. I took the scan, I went to lunch, I had a burrito. I came back and I'm in the lobby. When I walk in, I sit down, the doctor comes out and he says, "Oh my, I can't believe these arteries are in that young body." Got my attention. We walk back in, we sit down. He could still go, "You need Crestor, eat clean, get out of here." Isn't that what an average doctor does, right? No, wired me with huge reasons. He goes, "Let me ask you a question. I heard your wife's pregnant. Do you have?" I said, "Yeah, I have a son." And he says, "Do you want to be there when he graduates from high school to be there for that day?" I said, "Yes, sir, yeah." He goes, "Your wife's pregnant. What do you have?" And I said, "A daughter." This is where you get a dad. He goes, "She was 6 months pregnant." He goes, "Do you, would you like to walk her down the aisle on her wedding day, or are you okay that it's some other man?" I went, "What the fuck is on this scan?" Right? Like, and he goes, "I want to be very clear with you. If you keep going down the road you're going, there'll be some other man with your son at graduation high school, and a stranger's walking your daughter down the aisle that's not even born yet on her wedding day." And I went, boom. And he goes, "But if you do exactly what I tell you to do, you'll be there." And so to this day, brother, there are mornings when I wake up, not every morning, I don't want to go to the gym. I go, "Bella's wedding, Bella's wedding, Bella's wedding." So my standards are high because of my big old reasons. Other dudes may miss the gym that day because they're not going to miss their daughter's wedding if they don't go. But I've convinced myself I will. I get emotional. I've convinced myself I'll miss my daughter's wedding. So I will get my ass out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and I will get to that gym because my reasons are bigger, so my standards are higher. So that's what I think causes us to have great standards, is huge reasons.
When you're inspired by something or someone in your life, you feel the magic. Now's the time to be the magic. What are you going to do? Are you going to let the masters inspire you to feel it? Or are you going to strive to be a master? It's your choice. The magic is waiting. Not only for you just to feel it, but to be it. Nobody can take this away.
In life, we can't escape anything that goes on with life. You know, we all are not immune to problems, or drama, or trauma, or tragedy. You know, we all here as human beings. So, you know, when you're going through some sort of difficulties, you know, first find out whatever that difficulty may be. You know, we do with within your power in terms of how to start slowly, you know, get yourself out of that situation. And you believe, you be optimistic about it. You know, being negative about a situation, stand in that place, it never helps. You know, it's nothing wrong with understanding that place, feeling bad about it, looking at it for what it is, but don't stay there. You got to get back on that other side and start looking at the resolve, the resolution of it, or how can I get back to feeling good and feeling prosperous again, to where I'm not dealing with this obstacle. Words are very powerful. So the thing is about getting within yourself and understanding who you are to kind of, you know, ward off those negative comments that's coming toward you. Adversity always prepare you. You know, you have to go through those things in order to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I don't think anything is gonna just be like this throughout your life. You know, you have to go through that difficult, overcome obstacle. You know, because it's a testament of your character, of who you are and how you're able to deal with certain things in order to get yourself back on that playing field. Everything happened for a reason. No regrets. All the negative things that happened, I'm thankful for it because hopefully I learned from those situations. And all the positive things, I'm humbly grateful that those were able to take place and still striving to be the best I can be. And, you know, going forward, hopefully I can encourage some kid to be the best they can be. You know, anything is possible. Positive thinking is also translates to that. You know, so, you know, when you have something that's positive out there, you can be, you know, the best you can be. You know, when you're negative out there, I mean, you could bring down the worst person. Misery loves company. You know, misery loves company. So we're not Debbie Downers. We're more uplifters. You know, we always, no matter what the situation, is, we're gonna try to look for the outcome, the better of that situation, you know. If we can't find a resolution to get out of it, you know, we're gonna keep on searching to continue to try to find a resolution to get out of it, because that's what you do. You know, that's how you get to the bottom of it. That's how you get to the facts and the answer.